Let's go to the moron line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Sam. I'm calling from Indiana, and I am a moron, and I can prove it.
We've all done one, I'll tell you, at least.
Well, I'll tell you what. What happened was, and I'll be as quick as I can, I was 17, and I went hunting with some friends of mine. I'd never been hunting before. And in order to get to where we were hunting, and mind you, it was wintertime, was to jump over an irrigation ditch or a creek. And I jumped over it, and I got about halfway and got soaked. So when we were coming back, I really didn't want to be cold anymore. And so I didn't know what to do. And my buddies, I'm a city boy, I need to let you know. My friends were like, well, why don't you just climb a tree and then ride it over? And I was like, well, okay. I didn't want to look like a moron, so I didn't know what to say. So I said, okay. And I started looking around. I looked at a tree, and I found what I thought I could climb, but it had mushroom rings running all the way up the side of it. And I said, well, this tree looks dead. And his friends, our friend's dad said, they all look dead in the wintertime. So I said, oh, okay. I shrugged my shoulders. I start screwing up this tree. I get about 15 feet up, and the entire top of the tree in front of going above me falls off. So now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. So my friends are like, hey, we'll just shoot the base out. So four buddies shot the bottom of the tree. Of course, the tree fell over. I fell 20 feet into the water, got stuck in the mud, and nobody could help me because they were all rolling around the floor laughing.
Oh, my God. You're lucky it wasn't like quicksand, huh?
Well, I did manage to obviously live through it, but I'll tell you what, that proves that I'm a moron.
Well, let me tell you, I did something moronic once when I was producing a TV show back in Detroit, back in 1975, I think. I was there with my buddy, my director friend, Money, who has since died of cancer. And in those days, you would have all your scripts, and at the end of the newscast, you'd put them on a spindle, a paper spindle, and then they'd file them away in the morning. Well, I had scripts that must have been a half an inch thick, and the spindle it's like a nail. It's basically a huge nail hammered in from the back of a little piece of wood, and the spindle sticking up, and the wood is the base. And so I rammed this script, this half inch series of scripts, down on this spindle, and I missed it. Instead, I put my hand right over it. This thing went right through my hand, right between my little finger and the finger next to it, my left hand. Now, keep in mind, it didn't hit any bones. It didn't even hit a major vein or anything there. So my hand is now stuck on this spindle. I don't even know it. I haven't even felt it. And it's like stuck in the spindle sticking out of it. And my director friend, Monty, is looking at me. He's as white as a ghost. His mouth is wide open. He can't speak. And I'm looking at him going, Monty, what's wrong with you? And I finally, he's looking down at my hand. I look down, and there's this spindle sticking right up through these two fingers, down about an inch or so on the back of your hand. You could just feel that little groove, and that's where it was. And I looked at that, and I went, oh, you got to be kidding. And I lifted my hand up with the spindle and the wood behind it, and I pulled it out. It didn't even bleed. And, I went to the hospital and got a tetanus shot, and that was it. But, yeah, that was my moronic story. More online. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Good.
God, I hate to say hi, moron, but I guess that's what the line is tonight.
Over this one.
All right, go ahead.
Well, it was the dead heat of winter. It was like, I don't know, a couple degrees below zero. And we lived in these condominiums, and I never used the garage. So I decided when I came home that day that I was going to pull the car in the garage. Well, I pull the car in the garage, and I go to get out of it. And instead of using the garage door opener, I decided to shut the garage. But instead of using the handle, because I had never used the garage before, I stuck my fingers in between the cracks and pulled it down.
Ouch!
Yeah, and I had my little four-year-old daughter with me, and these garages are way away from the condos, and I'm screaming at her to go get me help. And she was able to go do it. But that was awful. That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
You know what? And you walk away saying, how could I have done that?
I know. I still, to this day don't believe I did that. But it's because I never used the garage before.
And what lesson did we learn from this?
George, can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, real fast.
Okay. We were camping.
Is it another moron story?
Out there, and I listened to you every night, especially on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a noise outside, and I go to look outside, and, you know, you happen to be talking about Bigfoot. And there was this creature in my yard, and my Siamese cat was scared to death. And when my husband got home from work, he got home like at 4 in the morning, and I said, you're never going to believe what I saw in the yard. I said, there was something, looked human, half animal, with these big black eyes staring at me. And he's laughing and telling me I'm listening to Coast to Coast too much. So about a month later, we were driving down these back roads to go to the grocery store, and I said, stop the car right now, back up. And I said, that's what I saw in the yard. Well, here it was a llama farm, and one of those llamas must have got loose.
And that is what you thought was a Bigfoot.
Exactly.
Let's go to our moron line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. It's Anthony calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you, I am our mutual friend Glenn Beck's music producer.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Now, is that for the show or the radio show or for the television show?
It's for everything. It's for the radio program. It's for the CNN show. And also when he does his tours around the country.
Oh, sure.
I provide his music for that as well. So he's a great guy, and I feel like I'm only one step removed from you. I'm such a big fan of your show, and I love listening to you. And the fact that, you know, we've even shaken the same hand is an honor.
Thanks.
So anyway, I don't know which one of us is the moron here between me and my best friend. Interesting story, very funny story. I think 2 days before my wedding. This was back in 1993.
Okay.
Neither my friend nor I have ever been in any kind of any car accident at all, passenger or driver, never involved in a car accident. And the caterer pointed out to us that if we were to provide the liquor, it would save us a tremendous amount of money, and they allowed us to do that. So my wife put together this big list, and it was, you know, crates and crates of liquor for like a 250 to 300 people wedding.
That's a good size wedding, too, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. It was a very, very big wedding. So my friend and I, not owning anything larger than a regular car, we decided that it would be best if, you know, we drove together, you know, drove each of our vehicles. And he had the directions, so I said, let me follow you. So we're heading down. We're on the highway, and he realizes that he missed the exit. Of course, I didn't have a copy of the directions, so I had no idea where I was going. I just had to follow him. But he decided, when he realized he missed the exit, instead of just going to the next exit and getting back on, he just stops in the left lane, and I barreled into him.
Oh.
And I hit him so hard that his hat flew off his head and landed on the back, windowsill of the vehicle.
Yeah, as long as his head didn't fall off his
body.
I know.
But it's funny. After we realized we were okay, and it was just a matter of cosmetic damage and a monetary setback.
Yeah.
We realized that, you know, we were, you know, as figures, you know, neither one of us has ever been in an accident, and figures that the first time we're in an accident, it's with each other. So there you go.
Well, and the wedding went off well, no doubt.
Perfectly.
Excellent. Anthony, thanks. Say hi to Glenn for me.
Oh, I sure will, buddy. Take care.